Joining me here in the studio this hour is our friend Brian Kendall. He's the principal of the Regional Alternative School here in town. He's in his 11th year at the Alternative School, his third year as the principal, and he's brought a couple of students with him. They're seniors, Macy Bennett and Kelsey Pickett. Welcome to WJBC.
Thanks, Mark.
Kelsey and Macy are part of a group of students. They're in a group called Alt Action. I'll just start with you, Brian. What's Alt Action? Why do you have it there?
So Alt Action, Mark, is a group of our students that are all about a singular focus of empowering themselves as youth, and their goal is to grow the local community. And these are passionate young students that are just doing a tremendous job of creating change, not only within themselves, but within the local community and the school.
The Alternative School is a place for kids to go that, maybe they didn't have a direction before, or, you know, there's some sort of complication. Sometimes it's beyond their control. Sometimes it's because of decisions they may make. Explain to me, over the years, when you welcome a student into the Alternative Regional School, what it is, how you try to get them to embrace the culture, and what it is you're all trying to accomplish there collectively.
Right. So I think first and foremost, Mark, when a student begins with RAS, what we like to tell them and their family as well, because both become a part of our new school family, we don't care what's happened in the past. We all make mistakes. I certainly know I've made a litany of mistakes throughout my life, but you have a fresh, clean start. So take advantage of the opportunities. And it's our job as a staff, it's primarily my job as a principal, to make sure that I'm creating conditions of success for all kids. So I'm gonna put into place real resources and real supports so that all of our students have real opportunities.
All right. And I know that some listeners who are familiar with the Alternative Regional School, and I think this is fairly prevalent, is you have a certain impression of it, that it's
right.
A place where it's just a bunch of bad kids.
Right.
And that's not really true.
Correct.
Right? I mean, you may have some kids like that, and you work real hard with them.
Right.
But it's not, what do they used to call that? What kind of school that they used to call that something.
Well,
but it's,
I think it's
in the old days. You'd send kids.
You
off
might
to
be dating me a little bit,
reform
Mark. But
school.
Yeah,
they used
sure.
To send kids to
sure.
Reform school, right?
Right. Right.
And
so,
but you're not to be grouped in with that.
Not at all.
Am I right about that?
Not at all. So, what I've learned certainly in my career, and I've had the opportunity to spend 6 years in public education as a special ed teacher, and then the last 11 as an administrator. There are no bad kids. There are students that make some bad choices and decisions along the way. But the one thing that I know is that I'd much rather spend my days with students than adults, because kids believe in change. And I have two amazing young students that are here with us today, Mark, that really epitomize that.
Well, let's meet them. They're Macy Bennett and Kelsey Pickett, and they're seniors at the Regional Alternative School. And why don't we just start with you, Kelsey, and talk a little bit about the Alt Action Student Group, because that's why you're here. You guys have been in this for, I don't know if you've been in this for more than just this year, but what is, it's an engagement in not only projects in the school, but in the community, right?
Yes. We had a project where we would go out into the community and we would get stories from strangers so we could, like, help understand, like, why people are where they're at. Like, we left the school and we were walking around, and we just found people and we asked them to share their story. Some of them wouldn't because they just didn't feel comfortable with doing that, but it's just nice to know, like, people's story, so I don't know, you can help, like, understand why people are.
What's a story? What's a person? Who's a person you met with a story that, you remember?
That
you will remember.
I walked down, like, it was like downtown Bloomington. It was this rug store, and this guy that owns this rug store it was his family's, and he's from, like, a different country. I think it was, like, Iran, I think. And he moved here when he was, like, 18, and he's just been running this rug store, and, like, he talked about how he went to, like, jail. I know that sounds bad, but he went to jail, but, like, he's successful now. Like, he owns a business.
So in his own way, he's a role model. He's been able to turn his life around and provide to his family, become a professional and productive in society, and he's probably doing something that he likes to do.
Yeah, and the rugs, they're, like, really expensive, and they're made out of, like, wool and silk, and he, like, makes them himself, and it's really neat.
Yeah, everybody is good at something. The problem is that most of us don't think we're any good, and that there's plenty of people that are better. And I've worked with people like that. And you look at them and you say, no, you're super talented and you really have it together. But they don't view themselves that way, which I think is a reason a lot of people sort of get in trouble in the first place, or maybe not in trouble, but, you know, I know people that go into a line of work just because they don't think they're good at anything else when that's not the case. You're always told to follow your passion. You'll be much happier and probably more productive, too, because you're motivated. All right, Macy, what about you? What's your reason for joining the ALT student group, ALT Action, and what do you like about it?
Well, I'd say at my old school, I was, to put it lightly, bullied. And so coming here, I thought last year was my last choice. But when I came here and I started to learn what it was all about, because myself, actually, I thought it was just a kid for bad people, or, like, you know, a school for bad people.
Yeah,
you know
what I was talking about before.
Yeah. And so when I went there, it started, like, change my ways that I looked at it. And I heard about this group from her last year, and I thought it was just, you know, like a group to just get out of class or something, you know. And so I went there. And last year was more about, like, counseling and getting, like, a sort of feel of togetherness and, like, the students and, you know. And then this year it was all about mostly action. That's why it's, you know, all action. And I feel like doing projects, like, in all action, the talking to strangers, making posters about our lives and our personal lives and stuff like that, and how this school has affected us, I think it just gives me and the other students a sense of belonging, even though they kind of don't want to admit it, but I think they do like it. I just really like being with other kids I can relate to, I guess. Yeah.
Gives you a sense of value.
Yeah. Yeah.
You say you were bullied at your other school, and that's why you left that school.
Yeah.
How did that affect the view of yourself? Because, you know, I know a lot, you know, we talk to Colleen O'Connor from Project Oz. A lot of kids who are bullied sometimes take drastic measures. We read stories about kids who are bullied who end up committing suicide and things like that. How did it affect you?
It was just kind of, I don't really know. It made me just be, like, what you're around is what you become, in my point of view, or, like, in my opinion. So when I was around all of those bad people and, like, what they did, I started to become it, even though I hated it. And so I just wanted out, and so I looked to this school, and it, like, helped me just realize, when I look back, when I was at that school, it made me just a whole other person. It seems like I would never, like, I would never do the things that I've did in the past.
Yeah, you've probably, your view on life moving forward is probably changed forever.
Definitely.
And for the better. And it probably gave you a very interesting perspective as you went around on this project that both of you have been talking about, where you're meeting strangers. You're much more receptive to their lot in life, right?
Yeah. I just feel like it kind of made me think about how everybody, no matter who it is, has a story. And so you can't really ever put it in like cliche, judge a book by its cover, because you never know what they're going through day to day. You never know what, you know, they have to deal with when they go home from school. Or, you know, some people have a story when it's alternative school that's harder than others. But, you know, that's what this group is about, putting people with different stories in a group and just helping, you know, and being together.
Sounds like you might have a future as a psychologist or sociologist, because you already, because of your experiences and your experience at the regional alternative school and in your group, Alt Action, you already understand a lot of this stuff, whereas many kids your age don't.
Yeah.
So, Brian, talk about some of the projects besides the one that these two ladies have told us about and how they're engaged in the community.
Sure. Mark, I'd be remiss, though, if I didn't first mention some of the leadership that we have supporting us in Alt Action. So first, I'd like to highlight a couple of ISU professors that have partnered with us on this journey, and those would be Drs. Robin Seglum and Dr. Anna Smith, and they've just provided outstanding guidance and support. They have just been vital to the growth of the youth in Alt Action. And then we also have a community representative as well, Tyla Stone King, who's a young lady that really relates to all of the students in the group. And they are the ones that are really facilitating so much of the change within that group, because this group, we planted the seeds over a year ago, as both Macy and Kelsey have articulated, but it's taken a year to really see things sprout. So some of the projects that they're working on, I think Macy and Kelsey would be a better judge of articulating what those are than myself, because I've kind of been in and out during our last meetings dealing with some other things.
All right, just mention maybe a couple of things that are favorites for you guys.
Me and Macy are both actually hosting an open house for the school. We're just gonna have like fun, like games and like
food.
Yeah. Yeah. And just open it for like entertainment and have fun and stuff.
So you're making decisions on how to put on an open house and things like that.
Yeah, later on in the spring, and it's just going to be invitational and highlighting some of the work that these ladies and the other individuals in the group have done. So we're excited about that. We are chronicling our journey in this group as well with a Flipgrid app. And
what's that?
It is a – well, I'm not the best techie guy, Mark, to be honest.
You brought it up.
I did. It's a website.
That's how you conduct an interview.
I know.
Your subject brings something up, and then you hold their feet to the fire.
That's right. So flame on. And so what the Flipgrid is it gives students an opportunity to basically interview themselves. And so, for example, one of the questions was – you know, what does be alti mean to you? So we've kind of come up with a mantra, you know, and so I did that. And what I spoke about with that in my interview was it's all about, we're proud to be alternative. We're not trying to be, you know, a regular homeschool. We're not trying to be some of the great schools that the students come from, but we're proud to do things a different way. We want to look different. We want to feel different so that we can truly be different.
It's about the results.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And in listening to both of you, Kelsey and Macy, and by the way, we're talking to Brian Kendall, the principal of the Regional Alternative School, and two of his senior students, Macy Bennett and Kelsey Pickett. It sounds like you've learned, you know, you're putting on this open house. It sounds like you've learned a little bit about leadership skills too, right?
A lot.
I see you shaking your head.
A lot,
yeah.
About leadership
like
skills.
Like what?
Oh, God. I wasn't.
Because you guys have probably come from a place in your lives where you would maybe prefer to be in the background.
Yeah.
And now you're in the forefront. So what's changed for you?
I feel like I'm more, I don't know.
I'm more driven.
More motivated.
Yeah.
More passionate about really anything. you know, whether it's small or big in my life. Like, I'm not lazy as much, you know, anymore. So I just like to, I'm okay with taking charge and mm-hmm. being, you know, outgoing and, you know, speaking up about things.
Well, is it lazy or is it just now having the energy to pursue those things that you're passionate about?
Just, yeah, being overall just happier and more positive in this school. Yeah.
All right. Good. Well, it's good to meet both of you.
Thank you.
And good luck to you as you move on after this year. Do both of you know what you're going to do in the next couple of years, what you want to do in the next couple of years?
Yeah, I'm pretty familiar with what I want to do.
Yeah. This is cosmetology?
Yeah, I want to do cosmetology. Yeah.
I'm going for criminal justice corrections.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very good. Well, good luck to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ryan, it's always good to get you here in the studio, and I always enjoy when you bring students in. I love talking to young people. You know, it makes me pretend that I'm still close to their age.
They're amazing, and I tell you what, they give us all hope.
All right, very good. Brian Kendall, Macy Bennett, and Kelsey Pickett from the Regional Alternative School. When's your open house, by the way, and is the public invited?
Yes, the public is invited.
What's the date and time?
And we're thinking May 16th. But we're not sure on the date
yet.
Yeah.
All right. Brian will let us know.
Certainly will.
And then we'll get that out there.